I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back everyone to another episode of Pay Attention Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I am Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we have a lot to deliver to you guys this week. Not only do we have a lot of Real Housewives news to dive into, but earlier this week I also interviewed New Jersey newbie Jennifer Fessler. Eric, you were on vacation, so you know I did that one solo. She was really cool. Super nice. And, you know, she not only talked about Melissa and Teresa's ongoing feud, but she talked about the cast's Ireland trip, which I thought was really exciting to hear about. And then she also touched a little bit upon her attendance at Teresa's wedding, because that's obviously in the news, you know, Margaret leaving early and Teresa's feelings on it and Margaret's feelings on it. And Jen actually told me that she also left with Margaret. So she talks a little bit about that, why she did it, how she feels now about it, et cetera. So it was a really good interview.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed it because she's been a lot of fun on the show so far, for sure. I mean, obviously, we're only a couple episodes in. I think, and we'll talk about this more when we get to Jersey, but I think all the newbies have been very intriguing thus far. But yeah, I'm really excited to listen to your interview with her. I'm sure you did a great job. And I'm excited for... I'm excited for the rest of Jersey to play out. But we're going to start today, I believe, with some Miami news, because Miami has been killing it this season. I think you and I agree on that. I think all the fans agree on that. We are winding down the season. The latest episode was pretty big and honestly got a little ugly for sure, in a way that we haven't really seen yet this season. Usually it's a lot of like fun drama in Miami, but this episode definitely took a turn, with Adriana breaking up Frankie's injury to compare it to her quote unquote broken foot. Again, to be determined how injured her foot really was, depending on who you ask in the cast. So that got very, very wild. Last week we had spoken to Gertie and Nicole about this, and they had kind of talked about obviously being there in the moment about how bad that moment was and how Alexia was so upset. And obviously we saw in this episode that it really left a divide in the group. And it's really interesting that how that Miami is kind of coming to an end with the way that things are right now, and makes me even more excited for the reunion.
Yeah, and as you remember, we interviewed Marisol and Alexia earlier, much earlier in the season. Even Adriana we talked to, and they all said they couldn't tell us at the time, but they did see there be a huge divide, and
that was the moment for sure. Like, they had been alluding to that when they were doing press all back in like December, November, before the season began. And that was definitely the moment they were alluding to. And it definitely did not disappoint. I mean, stupid thing to say for Adriana. Very, very stupid thing to say. I will say, watching this latest episode, I felt bad for her. She was being ostracized. It became a little bit mean girl mentality. I thought Nicole and Gertie handled it as best you could in that situation. Sometimes when I watch Housewives, I imagine, I'm like, oh, what would I do in this situation? And like, in that moment, I would want to be a Nicole and Gertie who treat both sides and both women with respect, but also acknowledge, like, Adriana, you effed up. Like, that was real stupid of you to say. But I thought the Alexia OG click kind of took it a little too far, and it felt like the cool girls and then Adriana and Julia were like the quote unquote losers. Having to sit by themselves. It made me feel sad for Adriana, not condoning what she said, but it made me feel for her.
I definitely had mixed emotions watching it. Like you, I agree. It wasn't a good analogy at all. It's just not good ever to bring kids into the mix. We've learned analogies don't work, especially
by Jackie Goldschneider. Hers made a little bit more sense though, I think, in fairness. Jackie's like kind of made more sense because she was being attacked.
Yeah, Jackie's made more sense to me. Adriana's, Yeah, that's such a sensitive topic for Alexia. It's rocked her world. She's still dealing with it today. She's such a good mom. And it was just not a good thing to do. And but like you said later in the episode, what we saw privately, Adriana talking about just how, you know, sad she is and alone she feels. Mm-hmm. And she truly, I felt like watching it, she really regretted saying what she said. She got teary-eyed. She was emotional. She, you know, except I just, and then Julia's like, you need to say this to Alexia and literally not say anything else. There's no, like, don't add anything to it. Don't like, you know, I thought that was the best advice. And I almost wish there was a moment where Adriana could have talked to Alexia privately, but I also feel like we're dealing with, you know, Marisol really interjecting a lot. I feel like the trip was almost calmer before Marisol came on. I like Marisol, but I do see that when she comes into the mix, Alexia and her give off this mean girl, like you said, this mean girl vibe. They're just like clicky. And even when I think it was Nicole that went over to their table at the dinner, and she was like, I don't know if it was her or Gertie, but someone said Adriana's really remorseful or something. And before Alexia could even react, Marisol was like, nope, nope, not happening, like, et cetera. Yep. Well, let's see what Alexia thinks and how she feels. But we didn't get to hear that. I mean, it was immediately Marisol didn't like it. So then Alexia didn't like it. And maybe it's not the right time or place. I'm hopeful that maybe they'll get some sort of resolution at the reunion.
Yeah.
You know, because Adriana is sorry. And I know. I think she realizes, hey, I messed up, you know? So I don't know. We'll see. We're in episode 15 this week.
Yep. Finale's next week, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see the preview yet. I was wondering if next week finale. So we're coming up on the reunion. Very hopeful that they can make things right, et cetera. But this season has been fire. I also real quick want to talk about the end of the episode. Lisa talking to her mother-in-law.
Yes. We also, we should acknowledge Leah Black made an appearance, which was super exciting. Yeah. That woman gave some good advice to Lisa Hoxie. Yes. Like, I really appreciated what she had to say, and I respected that.
I know.
As friends, like, be honest. Like, and I feel like she was kind of saying, I just agreed with everything she said. I really thought that she had some good words of wisdom for Lisa, for sure.
I agree. And she's like, it was even when Lisa was describing the way Lenny behaves around her, and she's like, you don't want to be married to this man, you know? Right. And then later when she's like, you know, if Lenny asked you to get back together or like make things work, would you? And
she would.
Before she even answered, I was like, no, no, no. And
she would.
Yeah, Lisa's like, I don't know, I'd consider it. And then
Leah, I don't know about,
absolutely, you know, not. Like,
yeah, no. It really is a moment when like you're in a bad relationship and you need a friend to be like, get it together. And like they smack you in the face, like, wake up, hello.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, that was obviously filmed, I think, back in the summer. Now, hopefully Lisa would have a different opinion about wanting to get back with him. That was still very raw and new for her. So I kind of understand a little bit why she would be interested in going back with him, even though he treated her like garbage. But the ending of the episode was really telling about the state of her relationship with her mother-in-law, which I believe might now not be any longer. I think that it got worse after that. And in fairness, the mother-in-law is in an awkward situation because that's her son. Lisa's not her child. And it is, it's like a right or wrong thing, but at the end of the day, that's her child. So.
Yeah. And to be honest, I've dealt with this kind of thing in the past. You know, I was in a really long relationship back in the day. And after the split, I would talk to the siblings a lot and stuff like that. You get to a certain point where you realize it's not really healthy for anyone involved because number one, that's their family at the end of the day, you know, and there's always going to be a moment where they sort of not turn on you, but they have to sort of go back to the family. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Lenny's mom obviously had a heart to heart with him. She said he apologized, et cetera. And I think she was realizing, listen, do I want to lose my son? You know what I mean? Over this, like, at the end of the day, I'll be nice. I'll be cordial to Lisa, but that's also Lenny's my son. So it's a hard spot. And I think maybe that might be a little bit of a catalyst. We'll see. For Lisa to be like, oh, you know, I think it might be time to move on. And I think it's good for her. It probably hurt in that moment that she was sort of getting turned on by Lenny's mom. But I think it was healthy for her probably in the long run.
To cut ties a little bit.
Yeah. Like you already have ties with the kids, which is fine. That's one thing. But like, you know, everything else sort of needs to like cut for you to be able to move on in a way. So we'll see.
I agree. Less communication with Lenny's family, with Lenny's friends, I think will do better for Lisa to move on and to start the next chapter. Of course, the two of them are always going to be in each other's lives because they have two children.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I think that the most separation there is, the better. I'm interested to see at the reunion, which should be coming up in a couple of weeks, what the relationship is between her and her mother-in-law. Hopefully we get updates on that. But my God, Miami has been great, firing on all cylinders. Yes. And I'm, but you know, as certain franchises end, others begin. We just found out this week, Beverly Hills is back in action. The girls are back filming.
Yes.
We had, I don't know what you thought. I was shocked that they just like posted the girls all at the table, like the cameras, like they were like, oh yeah, this is the cast. I presume we'll get some new girls that were not in that picture, but.
Did you see that Ariana Grande was at the party?
I know, I'm furry with the friggin' brunette hair, I know. And it, she looks great, but she does really look like Ariana Grande. And Ariana Grande has that young look to her, and Dorit is definitely resembling that. But yes, welcome Ariana to RHOBH.
For anyone that has not seen yet, Dorit dyed her hair a little bit darker and she wore up in like a high ponytail and you know, we're comparing her to Ariana. So I was just making a joke there, but the girls, I think Dorit looks great. She hosted some sort of, it looked like a backyard or
yard lunch or something.
Yeah, lunch. They had some mocktails, which makes me think maybe Kyle recently said that she's not drinking. So I wonder if her sobriety will be a little bit of a storyline this season. But what's interesting, like you said, it's like they flat out just showed like who's back, you know,
the six.
Obviously we don't know the role each person will have, but yeah, there was Garcelle, there was Dorit, Crystal, Erica, Kyle, and Sutton all there. Yep. So basically everyone from last season except for Diana and Lisa, no sign
of
that yet. But
yeah, really the only question is, I mean, we knew those six at this point were gonna be back, but now that picture confirmed it. I presume they're all full time. I would
assume so.
I would assume because that's kind of the core. You know, Raina and Diana are out. We've known that. The big question is, what's going on with Kathy Hilton? That's the big question I think that all the fans have going into this new season. And we're probably not going to find out until we get glimpses and behind the scenes and, you know, whether they post or we get like paparazzi pictures of the girls out filming. I feel like there's been no insight at all, actually, if Kathy's coming back. Like, if I heard tomorrow was one way or the other, I almost wouldn't be surprised. Like, I feel like there's been so no word about it. I think that Paris's show got picked up though, that Peacock show. I think that's coming back, which isn't really a good sign for Kathy Hilton on RHOBH, unfortunately, because I would like to see her back just to get I always find the family dynamic of Housewives fascinating. I think that's why you and I both love Jersey so much. Yeah. And the Beverly Hills thing, I mean, the stuff with Kyle and Kathy, say whatever you want about it, but that's real stuff that's going on. That's affecting them and their families and the kids and the cousins. And so as a TV viewer, I think it's fascinating to watch. And I would hope that Kathy comes back so we see that new layer of what's going on with Kathy and Kyle. And I presume we're getting a newbie or two at most, I guess.
Yeah, I would assume we'd at least get one, even if it's a friend role. I've heard rumors. I was just trying to look up real quick. Someone close to Paris.
I heard of Allison.
Yeah, Allison something.
I think she's younger. Yeah, which could lead into Kathy being there if that's like a Kathy ally, quote unquote.
Yeah, that would be interesting because obviously, you know.
And that girl who was married to that British singer who, you know, the British singer, I didn't know. She and Gian on the show.
Robbie Williams.
I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who she was. And I guess now we don't need to because I don't think she's.
Think that fizzled out. I don't think that ended up happening. I don't know if it was just never true or, you know, maybe money got, you know, became an issue.
I'm sure they contact people and there's conversations and things get leaked, but you know, one conversation versus being on the show is a big, big difference.
Either way, I'm excited they're filming.
It's February, so I guess it would be like summer. Like I think they'll film through the spring and I don't think we'll get a premiere before like June or July, right?
Yeah, I think usually they used to start in November or December and it would premiere in like May. So we're like I would say July.
Yeah, so whatever, that'll hold us off to the end of the year.
I mean, we're still waiting for OC, like the trailer, yeah. the new season. So that might hold us over before Beverly Hills comes, if it ever shows its face. I mean, we're waiting, but I think it could be any day now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Another incident that went down this week.
You can't make this up. This next one, you can't make this crap up.
No, not at all. Luann had a couple cabaret shows last weekend, and during one of them, she got thrown up on by a projectile vomited on, is what her rep said.
And of course, the video footage was, I guess you really couldn't see the vomit, right?
You could see Luann's reaction in the video, which is hilarious on its own, but... Yeah, you don't really see any like liquid going flying.
No, which is fine.
But you do see the fan behind Luann kind of like covering her mouth, sitting there. Like there's like a heart over her face. So you don't really see what's going on. But all of a sudden, like Luann tells a joke, everyone laughs, and all of a sudden Luann goes, "Oh my God, what was that?" And she turns around. I think she realizes that she has a throw up on her, and she's like, "Oh, it's okay. Yep. You're at a bachelorette party." So she was super cool about it. She was chill, very a seasoned pro, like just handled it so well. But love it. Like, where were the cameras? Like, we need legacy now. If only this was filmed, like.
If there was a legacy, would probably have been filming if there wasn't all these behind the scenes, whatever the heck's going on. Because again, that is still that's a situation in itself. But oh my God, can you imagine?
I know.
Like that would only happen to like one of the New York, like a Ramona, Luann, and Sonia. Like that would only happen to one of them. Like you really can't make this stuff up with them. And I think then there was a whole other thing where Dorinda was there, and wasn't she allegedly kicked out?
She was at another. So there were two cabaret shows. Dorinda went to the other one. Dorinda was like, you know, having fun and being loud. Uh-huh. And she was like accused of getting drunk and getting kicked out. She went online later that she was not kicked out. Who knows what the truth is there? But again, if the cameras were rolling, we would have an awesome show.
And again, nothing has changed with these women. Like the same stuff is going on. And to me, I think it's hysterical. It was funny 7 years ago, and to me, it's funny now. You cannot make up the stuff that happens with them. But gotta say, Luann and her cabaret is like a juggernaut of a thing she's got going. I don't even think she needs the show. I think she would love to do it just because it's Luann, and I think she just loves the show and respects Bravo, but she's crushing it, and kudos to her.
I've actually also read before, and I don't know how true this is, but that's a big reason why, I'm not saying she would ever be cut, but why Bravo and NBC is keeping her around on New York when it was on with them. And then with the new legacy that she's in the talks with, and then the spinoff that she has with Sonia, is because I think they get a portion of that cabaret show as long as she signed on or something like that. So she makes good money on it. And for her, she's been doing this since 2017. You know, obviously there was a little bit, I think, of a pause with COVID, but I mean, what, year six now? Like, that is insane. That's amazing. And, you know, Bethany famously said life is not a cabaret, but maybe it is for Luann.
And clearly for anyone that goes in the future, careful with your drinking, what you're eating, because you don't want to be throwing up on the cabaret herself.
Definitely.
But I respect Luann for having a good attitude about being thrown up on.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Another thing we have to talk about, and this was huge, huge news earlier in the week, Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice randomly ran into each other in the Bahamas.
There's a Ranjay reunion after the other. First you get, it's just crazy that this happened right after Teresa and Jacqueline reunited. There was so much, just the fact that Joe and Joe saw each other and there was a video and hugged. And then obviously there's all this drama that happened after, but let me ask you this, what was your initial reaction? Like watching the video, seeing that moment, what went through your head?
Okay, so
genuine, not genuine, surprise, not surprise.
I'll be honest. And I'm a big Joe and Melissa fan.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. When I saw the video, I thought it was a situation like Teresa and Jacqueline reunite, Melissa and Joe said, "Here, hold my beer. Like, we're gonna one up you." Like, however. I don't know. I liked seeing it in the moment. I liked seeing peace. I liked seeing like smiles on their faces, whether it was genuine or not. I thought it was a nice, sweet moment. So that was my initial reaction, was maybe it was a little calculated, etc. But I don't know. Melissa and Joe swear it's not. They said it was totally random.
And Melissa addressed this on her most recent episode of her podcast, and she basically said they had been walking in. Obviously, we know that Joe Giudice lives in the Bahamas. I think he splits time between Bahamas and Italy. They were in the Bahamas. They didn't think they were going to run into him. They did. I guess somebody just whipped out their phone. I do believe that, like, in that
sense, I mean, it's, and they're with a big crowd. It's so easy to just pull up a phone and, like, turn on a camera real quick, you know?
Yeah, I get it. It was almost just the way the video was, like, shot and posted. It was like, okay, this is a criticism that Joe and Melissa do get is, like, they try hard to, like, make a moment or whatever. And I personally, like, with all the drama that goes on with those two families, like, I find myself relating more with what Joe and Melissa said, because I think they have more logic than Teresa does. Come for me, tree huggers, I don't care. But like, they just seem to have more logic at times. However, like, that video was like, okay, like, what's up with that?
Well, it's funny.
I was just going to say, on the flip side, like, as what, and if anyone hasn't to listen to Melissa's podcast, she does, you know, shed some light on this whole situation. And again, I do understand, like, this is more for all of them than just people that they were on a show with. Like, the Giudices and the Gorgos have all known each other since they were younger. I mean, they grew up together. Obviously, they were all, you know, Joe Giudice was the Gorgos' brother-in-law for a long time. There's a lot of history there. So I understand running into each other and having, you know, yes, they all talk crap about each other, but having also a sweet moment where they kind of embrace each other. That family is messed up, obviously. So there's a lot of love-hate there. So I was, like, surprised that it was a happy moment between them, but then also not, because there is a lot of history there. And at this point, it's like, what is there the reason to have bad blood about? Joe Giudice doesn't even live in the country anymore. But again, we also haven't, like, I'm curious what Joe Giudice's opinion on that was. Did he want to be filmed? Does he want that on Instagram? Was he happy to see them? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Yeah, he's the only one we haven't heard from. Right after Joe and Melissa posted the video, Gia actually commented and called Joe an opportunist for not, you know, after having that sweet moment, immediately posting it online, which I don't know. I see her point, but also every time she goes to visit him, doesn't she post on Instagram too? I mean, I understand it's different. That's her dad.
The argument was, we've been fighting because, you know, over the whole fight down the shore when they were fighting about over Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga was, like, slamming his hands on the table. In fairness, I understand Joe Gorga resenting Joe Giudice because of the stuff that he's put everyone through. I mean, Teresa sat in a prison cell for a year because of one person, Joe Giudice. I mean, granted, she made a mistake or whatever, but it was his, he unraveled that whole family and everything. And in fairness to Gia, like, it is a little, like, Joe and Melissa have talked crap about Joe Giudice, and he's done the same on both sides about all each other. And then it's like, you see each other and you post this, like, happy, sweet, I love you video, and then it's on Instagram and all the fans are commenting, and other, you know, New Jersey girls, I think Margaret maybe commented, you know. It was a nice moment from Gia's perspective. It's like, one word, it's a little fake. And I think that kind of validates the Giudice argument against the Gorgas. But in fairness, there's obviously a lot of history with all those people, and you can't judge or determine how someone's going to feel when you see someone for the first time after so many years. You know, it's easy to talk crap about someone, but when you see them and you're face to face with them after all these years and so much history, sometimes people have a different opinion.
Yeah. I'm curious. I don't think Teresa has talked about it yet. So I'm curious what she thinks of the whole situation, and then we'll see eventually maybe what Joe Giudice thinks. He has not said anything yet.
It's definitely going to come up at the reunion too, when they're all there together, you know, because we're getting each pocket of group people, like, of people talking about it. I'm excited for, I know we obviously have a while to go until the Jersey reunion, but, like, you know, Andy's going to be like, Teresa, what did you think about them being buddy-buddy with Joe Giudice after all this time?
Yeah.
But that was surprising for sure. I didn't expect to see that pop up on my Instagram feed. Yeah.
And this week's episode was also crazy. You know, a lot happened, but the big moment was when the guys were out to dinner at the end and they started talking about Louis's bachelor party, and Joe asked who to be invited. You know, Louis asked why he was asking. And the reason he was asking is because he had just found out that Melissa's in-laws were not invited to Teresa and Louis's wedding. Some people might find that odd, but it is a really big, like, Italian tradition to just, like, invite in-laws' mothers and stuff like that. And Melissa's mom was really there for Teresa and Joe Gorga's father after his wife passed away. So Joe said, even just as a sign of respect, please, you know, like, it would have been nice for you to invite Donna and have her be at the wedding. But, you know, of course, there was exchange of words, and Louis's like, well, there's a lot of unresolved issues there, you know, between the Melissa and Teresa, et cetera. And just, it escalated quickly. There was fist bumping on the table from Joe Gorga.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic Jersey, classic Joe. Screaming and just, you know, curse words and stuff like that. It got bad. And then Louis was like, listen, you and Teresa just need to talk and whatnot. And then we got a preview for next week. And Teresa calls him, and then you see
she's reading a paper. Like, you can't even think about your own
for her of what to say. Oh, it's really interesting, though, and I'm not going to get too deep into it. I know, you know, the fans are divided, the cast is divided.
Yeah,
but I am a little skeptical of Louis. I it's hard because
a lot of people are. I think Joe and Melissa and Margaret and Jackie and that side of the divide are as well.
He's like, in when he's with Joe and Melissa and stuff, he's trying to like be like, oh, I'm here to make, you know, you guys work things out, I'm here to help. But then when he's private with Teresa and her daughters, he's the one stoking the flames and being like, yep, they're insecure, they're assholes, you know, they're blah blah blah. And it's like, I don't know. So I'm interested, that reunion is going to be wild, you know.
I feel like it's going to get ugly. I think we both said this on the podcast already. It's going to get ugly in a way that's like season four, screaming and crying and, you know.
Or season two, pushing back in the chair, throwing pillows.
It's going to get wild. I'm loving this season so far already, though. Yeah. I will say, I think it's odd that Melissa's mom wouldn't be invited. I think you could separate the mom from Melissa's sisters. Melissa's sisters are married. They all have kids. I mean, let's remember now that, again, this was filmed clearly before the wedding. Now we know months after the wedding. I believe Jennifer, Aiden's mom, was there. And I get Jennifer, I believe Jennifer and Teresa are very close. And last but not least, and I love her, we've had her on the podcast, but Chanel Ayan was there.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And like, we've had her on the podcast, and we talked to her at BravoCon, and I asked her how she got invited to the wedding. And it was like a couple of days before. Do you want to come to my wedding? That's fine. When it's your wedding, you were allowed to invite and not invite whoever you want. But you can't tell me that's a little bit questionable that Chanel Ayan from Housewives of Dubai is getting invited to Teresa Giudice's wedding when the woman probably doesn't know three facts about Teresa or New Jersey itself. Donna Marco not being invited to the wedding is weird. Again, we have the rest of the season to play to see. I mean, we know Joe and Melissa didn't even go, but maybe that invite ends up being sent out. We don't know exactly what happens. But I think that was definitely a little weird. It's not even, it definitely is about an Italian old school thing, but just in general, like, it's not like Melissa's mom isn't around and hasn't been a part. Like, she's been very involved in the family. Yeah. She had bonds with, you know, the Gorga parents who have passed away. So it was a little weird that they would just exclude her, but then open invitation to everyone else. So that was understandable about why Joe and Melissa were upset. I guess going into this season, I didn't think things were going to be so ugly so quickly. Like, things are really bad.
I thought we'd have to wait till the end. I kind of selfishly love that we're getting the drama right away.
It hasn't been this bad since season three and four to me. This is the worst it's been in a while. I feel like they mended fences and things are bad now, but
yeah, they had their little tiffs here and there, but nothing this big in a while. So
yeah. And just to say on Jersey, I know obviously we've talked so much about the Gorgas and the Giudices, but to me, Danielle, Rachel, I'm liking what I'm seeing with them. They have interesting stories. They have interesting families. I'm liking the whole cast. I like that we have some, you know, it's like the old news stuff with the Giudice Gorga drama and Margaret and Jennifer, even though I still find all that very interesting. But I like that we have some new stories and new people and new dynamics with the women. And I think Jersey is off to a great start. And I think that's kind of a sentiment with the fans. I saw the ratings have been doing really well. So I think Jersey's really strong so far.
I agree. And like I said, my chat with Jen Fessler was just great. She, you know, she said she had fun filming the show. But you know, watching it back, she gets a little anxiety naturally. She dishes on, you know, Teresa and Melissa's feud. She says she watched the show before coming on it, so she shared both of our opinions before and after coming on, shared stuff about the cast's Ireland trip, which she said has plenty of drama. Yeah. Unsurprisingly. Now,
she's a friend, but I presume, and she may have told you this, she's around filming pretty much the whole season. I think she's on the trips. I think we'll see a lot from her this season, which I like when they have friends that are also involved.
Me too.
You know, I don't like when they bring on a friend of and then they're like kind of irrelevant. So I'm excited to see more from her as the season
progresses. Yeah, she's getting in the mix and stuff like that. I like it. It's sort of like how involved Marisol is on Miami and Adriana. You know, they're both from that show. You know, so she's definitely getting in the mix and shares a lot of opinions, a lot of interesting gossip about the season and whatnot. So after the break, stick around and we'll give you that interview.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are here with none other than Real Housewives of New Jersey newbie, Jennifer Fessler. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're so happy to have you and we are loving this new season. How are you feeling now that it's you know, your first season's airing?
I mean, nauseous.
Yeah.
Excited. You know, there's like, I mean, it's a roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. But it's been a really, really cool adventure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, more sort of happy. Other times it's anxiety provoking, but it's good. It's fun.
Yeah. Jersey's always good at hitting the ground running, but I feel like this season is just insane. You know, we've seen the first couple episodes. There's so many group events, so many arguments, you know, it's almost, I imagine, hard for you and the other new girls to sort of keep up and just like, where is this? Cause it's all stemming from previous seasons. Were you surprised that the ladies just like got to it so quickly?
I mean, you know, I've been a viewer for years. So I can't say that I was surprised, but up close and personal, it's certainly like has a different shock value. You know, I'm not used to that kind of like escalation that quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's also like I've been a voyeur and now I'm part of it, which is cool and frightening at the same time.
Yeah, I loved in the second episode where, you know, all the ladies are arguing, they're having their separate arguments and you're just like in the corner, like eating, stress eating. And I love it. I was definitely laughing. It was,
I mean, that's me. That's sort of who I am. So it was like that part, I guess, came very naturally. Mm-hmm. What else was to do with that moment, right?
Right, exactly. Now, when Bravo released their press release for the new season, they said that they describe you as having an unfiltered mouth that sometimes gets you in trouble. Would you say that's true about yourself?
Yeah, I would. I would say that's definitely true about myself. Yeah. My mother would tell you that's absolutely true. I have an unfiltered mouth. There were times during the season where it wasn't always appreciated. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I try to be a listener too. Mm-hmm. And what I say that's unfiltered is often wrong. So I'm kind of like, I try to be open to other perspectives. Mm-hmm. I'm very good at telling you how I feel. Yeah. But I try to also be good at like hearing about why what I feel is not the right thing to feel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it can get me in trouble, but sometimes I think it's appreciated as well.
Yeah. I think it's you come across sometimes as like a good sound of reason, you know, you're sort of the objective bystander, you know, watching both sides argue, you share your opinion. I love that. But there is obviously instances where, you know, you interject and, you know, Dolores gets upset or she's not now, you know?
Yeah. And also, I mean, it's hard, like they've been a group. A very tight knit group for years. So who am I to come in and like force myself and interject? But apparently I can't help myself.
You're also going to do your job, you know.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Who would you say you get along with the best this season? And who would you say you butt heads with the most?
In terms of getting along, like it was a big surprise to me. I fell in love with a bunch of these women. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with Rachel Fuda, who, you know, is 31 years old, and it's completely ridiculous. Like, I have no idea why I fell for her the way that I did. I could have birthed this child. But I just love her. I love her family. I had already had a relationship with Dolores. Mm-hmm. I know Dolores for longer than I knew Margaret.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
So, you know, Margaret and Dolores, I adore them both, and they're the best, and they're what everybody, you know, knows about them. And so that was really, really easy. I became very close to Jackie. And mm-hmm. so I don't know if I expected that as a viewer, but we're a lot alike. Yeah. She's very honest. She's very real. She's very loyal. And I just adore her. And Melissa's just a mush. I mean, I'm telling you it sort of in the order, because I know obviously there's a divide that people know about. Yeah,
there's a big divide. Right?
Yeah. So that's not, you know, a surprise for me to say. But I also got along well with the other members of the cast. Teresa and I had some like really good, warm, deep conversations. Uh-huh. And, you know, Jen is just funny. I mean, we laughed a lot. And Danielle, I mean, we were, you know, newbies together. There's sort of like, you know, there's a sisterhood that I guess maybe comes along with that to a certain extent. So I happily didn't really go head to head too much.
Yeah.
There were times. I mean, I had my moments, but I don't feel like, you know, I'm not at war with anyone.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. As the season progresses, we'll see. Obviously those, you know, confessionals pop up and you see, you know, how someone really felt about a situation and stuff. And then that's what the reunion's for, you know?
Yes.
So you came in as Margaret's friend. And actually it was recently revealed that you met Margaret through Siggy Flicker.
Yeah.
Are you still friends with Siggy?
Well, so I didn't meet Margaret through Siggy. So when Siggy was on the show, I went to a couple events where Margaret was. And so we didn't have words because Siggy and Margaret didn't have words.
Yeah.
I met Margaret through a mutual friend, Jody Goldberg, who's actually also been on the show, but I have a business called F Major. It's a shoe business, mm-hmm. a high heel shoe business. So I was introduced to Margaret because Jody wanted us to connect, and Margaret just began to mentor me. Gosh. It didn't have anything to do with Siggy.
Okay.
But Siggy and I were best friends for like 30 years.
All right.
I'm Siggy a long time.
Nice. Well, did Margaret give you any advice going into the show?
No.
No, you just went in blind.
I mean, when I say no, it wasn't like, you know, Jen, I'm not giving you any. It was more sort of like, you got to feel your way. Mm-hmm. There was, what I really appreciated was that there was no pressure. There was no, you know, I'll expect you to have my back or watch out for Jen Aiden. No, there really wasn't. And to this day, she wants me to be true to myself. But I've certainly reached out to her as we were filming, and I would become, you know, completely panicked and paralyzed with fear. I mean, there were days where she would, you know, walk me through it, but not really, there were no like real directives from her.
Yeah. I was going to say, obviously a big storyline this season is going to be Margaret's former best friend, Laura, who spread some information about the cast members. What was your take on all of that? Were you surprised by it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was just gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. I don't know the woman, but you know, you asked me about Siggy, and we were best friends for a long time, and we're not friends any longer. And I just have no interest in ever
like taking her down or something. Yeah.
Never, no way. And I know that they like grew up together. So it's the whole thing is unappealing to me.
Yeah. And you know, we don't know yet. It hasn't aired on the show, but obviously there have been reports that like the information that's leaked is about Melissa. So obviously I just want to ask you in general about, you know, Teresa and Melissa have obviously had an on again, off again
right
you know, rough time throughout the years. What was your take on that coming into the show? And, you know, now that you guys have filmed the entire season, what's your take now? Because we know the season's going to end with a huge blowout fight.
It's such a different thing, right? When you watch it as a viewer, as opposed to being in it and actually knowing these people, and becoming friends with these people. And what I think is what everyone thinks, which is that it is just so sad, mm-hmm. you know? And I think I've shared with both of them probably, but I've had moments with my family, bigger, larger than just moments. Like there's, I think at one point there was a lot of time that went by that my sister and I didn't speak, and I was devastated and she was devastated and we're very close. Mm-hmm. And how can you even compare a situation like that to this? You know, right. This is a whole different level. So I have, you know, nothing that I can really add. I wish that there was something I could say that would be insightful. I think I'm saying what everyone's saying, which is just that, like, the whole thing is really, really sad.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of relationships, I would say, in the show that are just fractured right now. Like at the beginning of the season, we got Dolores and Jennifer, you know, we got Jennifer and Margaret, you know, at an odd spot again. And then, you know, Melissa and Teresa. Is there any hope for any of these friendships, relationships moving forward?
So funny, because I've watched, you know, lots of the franchises, and I've watched lots of reunions where at the end, or maybe not even at the end, but you hear someone will say, listen, I would be there for any one of these women. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you know, there is a sisterhood here. Right. So I like to think that that's true in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna bet my money on it necessarily, but I have hopes. I mean, I think things do change. I think that's part of what makes Housewives so great, right? Is that, like, you can actually see recovery. And in, you know, some of my friendships, and everybody has friendships that, you know, unfortunately that dissolve. Mm-hmm. But here you're in a situation where you're going to be together continually regardless. Right. So I think that helps to facilitate sometimes, you know, making up. And I really, really hope so. Because when things are good, you'll see in Ireland, like, they're so good.
That's what I was just going to ask about the cast trips. Yeah. I know the cast goes to Ireland. What can you tease about that?
I mean, we had the best time. I had the best time. I think everyone would actually say that. It was really fun. I mean, we got to go to Ireland. It was obviously, it was, you know, really, really fabulous. And I think that it's going to be, I hope, I think it'll be some of people's favorite episodes, because of the fact that they're going to see everybody actually, like, enjoying each other and laughing. In terms of what I can tease, I mean, I'm like a sloppy mess, but you'll see that before Ireland. So it's, I mean, that's where, like, they call me messy fessy. So, you know, if you like that kind of thing, if you like to see women make a fool of themselves, you'll enjoy those episodes.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it not just me, we all just had a blast. Yeah. And it's, let's not forget that there was also drama.
Yeah, it wasn't all fun and games.
No, it never is. Plenty of it.
Yeah. You said you watched Jersey before. Have you seen Orange County at all?
Yeah.
Did you watch their Ireland trip?
Maybe not. I don't remember. Okay.
It was pretty wild. I was curious, like, how this one would compare, but.
I can't remember. I mean, it's very possible, but I'm 54 years old and I can't pull that up on demand here.
Yeah, no, but from what you've said, it sounds like it might be just as exciting, not more.
It was really fun. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you get invited to Teresa's wedding?
I did.
And did you go?
I did go, and it was over the top beautiful. I did leave with Margaret, and okay. I will tell you that that was a big, for me, Margaret and I have completely different relationships and experiences, but it was something that I really regret, like, to this day. It was okay. I'm sorry I did it. It was stupid. And I've said it to Melissa. And I was trying to be diplomatic, but in the end, and I apologized to Teresa after, and she was really, really gracious about it, which I appreciated. But just for me, I don't think that I should have gone to a wedding and then made any kind of statement. Like you're just there, you know, to celebrate the bride and groom. Margaret, again, is so much more. There's this, you
so
can't
compare history,
the two of us. Yeah, but for someone who's a newbie and who was, it was so wonderful of them to invite me. But I was there. I was there for quite a bit, and it was unbelievable, amazing, over the top.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about it?
I mean, you know, that chilling feeling. Listen, she got so much shit for the hair she walked out of the church.
Wasn't like a person.
Big. But it was like, but I mean, but it was beautiful. She was beautiful. She looked beautiful. Her girls were beautiful. It was like this chilling moment where, you know, and it's these two people, and you know that Teresa's been through so much, right? And like watching a happy ending like that, and Louis was just had this look on his face. And so that was just, you know, kind of magical. But then for me also, I heard someone say it was like BravoCon. Like there are all these Bravo celebrities there.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it was like really fun for me to get to, you know, meet some of these people that I've been watching on TV for so long.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've been to BravoCon. If you end up going, it's insane. Yeah.
I've heard.
Such a cool event. You see all, you know, big name, Bravo celebrities. So I can imagine, you know, Teresa's wedding was very similar to that.
No, it was so cool. I tried to like play it cool, and I'm never able to pull that off. But like, you know, I was like telling someone else was asking me about it, and I was saying I met Phaedra, and I was just like, I'm just so in love with that woman.
I know,
so
she's amazing.
Oh my God.
Now that you've finished filming the season, it's playing back. Does it make you excited or nervous for the eventual reunion if you're invited to attend?
I mean, both. Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to take that back. Nervous.
Yeah.
I've never been obviously to a reunion, and things are, so divided, and there's just like so much venom right now. Mm-hmm. So, I don't feel like I'm really in the middle of that necessarily, although people, you know, are very quick to divide up and to say, okay, you're on this team. Right. But in my mind, in the moment that you're asking me, I can't imagine there'll be anything pleasant about that. Mm-hmm. So we will see.
Are you already thinking about...
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
What you'll wear.
So if I am invited,
I would assume you will be.
I've had like in my mind, but then again, even before I was ever on The Housewives, I thought of what I would wear, right?
Oh, yeah. I love
conversations
that.
With Andy Cohen and
yeah.
love each other. But I'm not that kind of woman who plans it out. I just sort of I get instructions, panic, and ask someone else for help usually. So no, I don't know what I will wear. But I just got actually 13 days ago, I got a nose job and a facelift.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
13 days ago. Wow.
I know. Dr. Sam Risk, by the way, which his last name is Risk with a Z. I have no idea why. It's an unfortunate name for a doctor who is where there's no risk. But anyway.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you. So I would be excited just because of that. Like, right. Mm-hmm. Like I have this kind of new,
your new look,
confidence and to be able, because I look back on the first couple episodes, physically I wasn't always like thrilled, but who cares? I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah. You got to do what makes you happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you to go to that. I'm pretty sure you'll be invited, and, you know, I know it'll be, I'm sure, stressful, but I think it'll be exciting too.
Yeah.
Now, if you're asked to come back for another season, are you interested?
Yeah. I mean, I had so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was, and that people, what surprised you the most? That was part of it. You know, the filming of it was really fun. And not just because of the cast, it's like the crew, the producers, you know, it's like really just exciting. And yeah, of course, there were also times where it was just anxiety producing. Mm-hmm. So I would love to be asked back. Sure.
Nice. Well, we're hopeful you'll come back. And we're looking forward to the rest of the season and see, you know, what comes next. So thank you for stopping by, Jennifer. It was so lovely to meet you and chat with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully we'll chat again soon.